With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A four-week-long Facebook Live series begins today for parents who are helping their children navigate the new normal of COVID-19. Jackie Scramstad of MindSprings Health will help lead those discussions along with Aspen Community Connections and the Aspen Education Foundation. She says the series offers support to parents as they head into summer.
They've been trying to navigate this world of, like, I'm staying home and working and helping my kid with school. School's now ending and summer's here. And there's really going to be limited activities for youth.
Topics will range from how to manage anxiety to minimizing conflict in the home. The live discussions can be viewed on each of the organization's Facebook pages on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pickens County has unveiled a new website where people can track the latest COVID-19 data. Alex Hager has more.
The website is full of real-time charts showing positive cases sorted by date and age, as well as testing statistics from Aspen Valley Hospital. Currently, 57 cases have been reported in the county. Also on the website, similar data from surrounding counties and a map tracking all cases in the state of Colorado. But it's not just virus statistics on the new site. There's also a space with data about traffic flow into Aspen and, when it becomes available, passenger numbers from the airport. You can find all that information at pitkincounty.com/COVID. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Governor Jared Polis announced Monday that private campsites in the state can reopen. Campgrounds in the state park system are already back open after the COVID-19 pandemic. Also on Monday, one of the governor's executive orders that closed ski resorts expired. That means ski resorts can now seek approval from local authorities to allow people back on the ski slopes. Arapahoe Basin announced that it will open to skiers and snowboarders starting today. State lawmakers are back at work after spending more than 2 months away during the coronavirus pandemic. But as Scott Franz reports, life inside the Capitol is very different than it was before.
As the session started, protesters in school buses honked their horns and circled the building to oppose almost $1 billion of cuts to the education budget. Lawmakers must cut $3.3 billion from the budget after the coronavirus led to job losses and business closures. They are also talking through face masks and the new plexiglass barriers between their desks. House Speaker Casey Becker said it would take some time getting used to all the changes.
But what I hope more than anything is that Coloradans can see us all working together, all working towards constructive solutions to help them and this state get back to work safely and get back to normalcy.
Lawmakers expect to be at the Capitol for about 3 weeks. They are already starting to kill several bills that do not deal with the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Scott Franz at the state Capitol.
Navajo Nation leaders shared some good news on a virtual town hall this week. Its number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients peaked a few weeks earlier than initial projections. They peaked in late April instead of mid-May, as expected. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez credits those taking the crisis seriously.
The curfews worked. Wearing your mask in public. I've seen probably, what is it, guys, about 95% of our people when we're out there wearing masks. You might be thinking, well, I didn't have that much to do with it. Yes, you did. If you were wearing a mask, you're a warrior.
Meanwhile, Grand Canyon National Park opened last weekend against tribal recommendations. One route into the park is through Navajo lands, prompting concerns of tourists bringing more COVID-19 back into the area. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.